This is WKAR Online. At the end of our mild winter, there were predictions that 2012 would produce a nasty crop of mosquitoes in Michigan. For the most part, it hasn't played out that way. WKAR Scott Pohl spoke with MSU entomologist Howard Russell, who says it hasn't been a bad year for mosquitoes yet, but that depends on your location.
From the people I've talked to, for the most part, we've had very few mosquitoes this spring, and primarily as a result of our really dry, warm spring. We didn't have the spring melt pools that we normally would have after the snow melts, and so we had, as a result of that, fewer mosquitoes out biting people. And that can change quickly. If we start to get rain and pools of water standing for a week or so, we'll have a flush of mosquitoes. It just depends on the weather at this point.
Aside from, gee, I'm glad I'm not getting bit like I thought I might this year, what are the pluses and minuses to having a small mosquito population?
It's all plus as far as I'm concerned. People can enjoy their yards at night. There's not mosquitoes biting them all day long. It's all a plus. And then people don't have to wear DEET and these other repellents to be outside. So I can't see a downside for having fewer mosquitoes this year.
I guess I was thinking of Mother Nature feeding mosquitoes to something. Somebody eats mosquitoes.
Yeah, but I think they could get by without those mosquitoes. And I think most mosquitoes probably just die of old age or other things, too. I mean, a lot of bugs, of course, eat them, but there's probably enough prey out there without mosquitoes. So it's all good as far as I'm concerned, Scott.
Is it correct that the conditions that lend themselves to a bigger mosquito population are standing pools of water and warm to hot temperatures? Is that right?
That is correct. Michigan has two types of mosquitoes, basically. We have spring mosquitoes, which typically have a single generation a year, and those mosquitoes develop in vernal pools that result from snowmelt in the spring. And then we have another batch of mosquitoes called summer mosquitoes, and these are mosquitoes that develop in water as it happens during the summer months, and they'll produce generation after generation as long as there's standing water available. Last summer, at the end of July, we had 8 inches of rain in Michigan, and 10 days after that, we had absolutely just swarms of mosquitoes, and those continued through September. It was horrible. I mean, and that there's one little mosquito that occurs in that kind of situation that will produce a generation of adults every 7 or 8 days when it's 85 or so above, or 85 degrees or so. So that's a mosquito that if we get rain, a lot of people have to deal with that little bug there, and it's an awful, terrible biter.
So it's premature to say 2012 in the whole will be a low mosquito year. There's still time.
Well, we can say that in terms of the spring and early summer, we enjoyed a relatively low level of mosquitoes. It's too early to say how the rest of the summer is going to be. All it would take would be a week or so of rain, and they could be right back with us.
As you look at summer weather projections, are you expecting that to be possible or likely?
Well, I mean, we heard this morning, heard Jeff Andresen, our climatologist here at Michigan State, say that he's looking at warmer, you know, for the next 15 days, sort of above normal temperatures and at or normal precip levels. So if that holds, I mean, certainly I can see an opportunity for mosquitoes to develop, yeah, especially in low-lying areas where it doesn't take a lot of rain to puddle up and produce a generation of mosquitoes.
Well, let's hope not.
Oh, let's hope not. Well, I live in the swamp, Scott, so I'm hoping the mosquitoes stay, the population stay down, and I continue to enjoy my yard and garden.